A big win is shaping up for companies that do payday loans. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has announced its plan to roll back impending rules that would have curbed payday loans. Those offer quick bursts of cash to consumers, but at a price consumer advocates say is too high. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has this policy and personal finance story.
The payday lending rule would have barred a loan of less than 45 days unless a customer had the means to pay the money back. Many lenders said the rule would have put them out of business, and for customers, it amounted to
prohibition.
Mary Jackson heads the Online Lenders Alliance and worked for years in the payday industry. She says payday loans fill a critical need.
A large portion of the American population can't put together $400 in emergency. What are your choices if you don't have a loan to meet that need?
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that's why it wants to roll back the rule, so people continue to have access to short-term loans. But the interest rates can exceed 400%, and critics say the industry traps people. Nick Bork at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
It is, in fact, designed to put people into a cycle of debt and essentially force them to borrow again and again to make ends meet.
When the agency made the rule, it said more than 80% of payday loans are used to pay back previous loans. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each down 0.6%. And there's news just now of a big bank merger. BB&T of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, will buy SunTrust of Atlanta for $28 billion in stock and change the name of the result to something else. This something else will be the sixth largest bank in the U.S. Two big toy makers will each report profits and losses this week. Mattel today, after the market closes. Hasbro on Friday. Those results will say a lot about the holiday shopping season and the continued waves caused by the shutting down of Toys R Us, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
As Toys R Us faltered, a bunch of retailers seemed interested in hopping into the void it left.
The Walmarts and Amazons and Targets saying, okay, you know, there's a lot of market share up for grabs here, and we're going to put a line in the sand and say we're going to go for it.
Sean McGowan, a longtime toy industry analyst, now with Leolis.
But what began to emerge as you got closer to the actual heat of the holiday season was that a lot of this was talk and not really backed up with action.
New orders either didn't materialize or weren't big enough to offset what the industry lost when Toys R Us closed. Linda Bolton-Weiser covers the toy industry for D.A. Davidson.
Toy retail sales in the U.S. were down 2% for the full year 2018. And that's versus around 5% growth in the last few years in the U.S.
But Bolton-Weiser says 2019 is looking up, thanks in part to big movie releases like Toy Story 4 and Frozen 2 and all the Elsa and Buzz Lightyear merch kids will be begging for. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Stocks. The Dow is up nearly 9% this year so far after falling into the lower depths on Christmas Eve. A bull market? A bear market? Well, here's the dirty secret. You can only answer that in retrospect. A teachable moment now from Alan Sloan, who's a Washington Post columnist. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So the zeitgeist right now is that the market in early 2019 fixed what went so wrong in 2018, but you're here to talk about a bear market? That's the down market.
That's right.
We could be in a bear?
We could, but we won't know.
Oh, because you only know in retrospect.
Exactly so. The Dow peaked on October 3rd of last year.
Okay, so there's this peak, and that's how you start to define a bear if you're looking for one.
Right, and if the market falls 20% from that...
We're not there yet, but if it does...
Should it happen, it's a bear market. And the bear market will have started not the day it bottoms out, but the day you started from the previous peak.
All right. So it's kind of about the time horizon. But if people start talking a lot about we're in a bear market, there's a lot of psychology that comes with that. And people become a little gun shy about their stocks.
Well, sure. And I ended up talking with a fellow named Howard Silverblatt at S&P, who was the god of these things. And when I said, well, gee, you know, the market bottomed out in December and it was almost a bear market. Why don't we call it a one-day bear market? he explained to me that the bear market would have started the day the market peaked.
There's some other things like that, right? I mean, we only know if we've been in a recession in retrospect. We don't know in real time.
That's right. And something called the Business Cycle Dating Committee.
Wow, it sounds like one of these Tinder apps.
Yeah, we'll let that go. Anyway, they decide after the fact when the recession started and after the fact when it ended. So we could be in a recession now, but don't know it. We could be in a bear market now and don't know it.
Back to the bear, there's going to be a big irony, right? Because in a couple of weeks, we're going to get to an early day in March when all the headlines are going to hit, possibly, that it's 10 years since the great bull market began.
Indeed. When people talk about the long bull market, it may turn into today's equivalent of the famous Chicago Tribune headline, Dewey Beats Truman.
There's that headline. There's also the book from 1999 that's a bit like that, Dow 36,000, which projected the Dow would get there within like 3 to 5 years. It's 20 years later, not quite yet.
That's true, but sooner or later, everything gets everywhere.
All right. You see who wrote that book, Dow 36,000? I remembered it was Jim Glassman, the columnist, but there's someone else who wrote that book.
There is indeed. Why don't you tell us?
The co-author is Kevin Hassett, who landed on his feet. He's chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
Indeed.
Always connected, Alan Sloan, who's also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
The Dow this morning is at 25,390, by the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.